As the man says, she feels frustrated. Feels frustrated. Some male frustration is conducive to degeneration. When a person is frustrated, he degenerates. Many people resort to crime, become involved in drugs. And why? Because they are frustrated. What's the main cause of drug addiction? Frustration. Somebody who is not frustrated will never become a drug addict. You know, and the gay people also, why they become gay? Also because they are frustrated. So frustration is the source of everything, of all evil. So tume means that which degenerates. And what causes degeneration? Frustration. If a woman is declared as male, because usually a woman, when she menstruates, she's frustrated. She's not vigorous and frustrated. And anyone who touches a mess when you come in contact with the tragedy of life becomes frustrated. So that's why we are coming. The reason is why everybody enjoyed it. I mean, the reason is why the Torah declares that the Yeled Zohar is only Tmeo 7 days, and Yeled Nikevo is Tmeo 14 days, whether she bleeds, she doesn't bleed, because when a woman gives birth, she's also very frustrated. But at least the average woman, and especially the mother, when they give birth to a girl, so they are twice as much frustrated than when they give birth to a boy. That's why the Torah declared that a Yeledes Nikevo is May of 14 days. It's 14 days. Now, I mean, I said that, the explanation, and I really, I mean, it's not, I didn't say it just to, you know, to give her an answer, you know. But I really, on the Ashkofer level, I mean, on Allah level, it's not Shayach to ask why. The Torah says so, emphatic, that's all. But I mean, when we want to rationalize on the Ashkofer level, so, I mean, that's why Taina Mitzvahs are called Taina. Why it's called Taina? Because Taina Mitzvahs doesn't make any difference who gives the time. Even the Chino, the Rambam, I mean, the Gdei Le'ilam, when they give time, but it's just like a taste, you know. Certain people enjoy one taste, certain people enjoy another taste. So the time, what the Rambam says in Aloha, that is, that everybody must accept. But the time of the Rambam, that can vary, you know, from generation to generation according to the taste of the people. The taste of the people. So that's called Taimei HaMitzvos. It's like a taste. Taste, yeah, everybody might have his own taste. His own taste. So that's the Taimei HaMikro. That's the reason as to why a Yildes Nikevo is Tmei of 14 days, whereas a Yildes Zohar is Tmei only 7 days. Now, in order to understand this Gemara, in other words, the Chasam Sefer says it's a machlekes mitzvahs. But the question is the mitzvahs different between Yeled Zohar and Yeled Nikevo? It's not Shayach. That is inconceivable. Someone efshech. Well, that is the answer. Suppose we say it doesn't come from the Mokia. So, and by Yeled Nikevo, so it does come from the Mokia. I mean, 14 days, and by Yeled Zohar it comes from the Mokia on 7 days. I mean, that's inconceivable. So we have to listen. Of course it's the Xeros HaKosim. But Rav and Levi explain it on the basis of Mayonechot, Vashti Mayonis. How does Levi explain it on the basis of Shti Mayonis? Whatever the reason is, but the question is, according to what I say, so it's not strange at all, but still, Rav says I mean, according to Rav and Levi, it emanates from a different cause. So that means that according to Rav and Levi, so the bleeding that takes place by Yildes Nekevo before the 14 days expire originates in a different cause than the bleeding that takes place by Yildes Nekevo after 14 days. And by Yildes Zohar, only 7 days and a half. So it can be explained. We see that the woman cannot become pregnant. It happens very seldom. But immediately, shortly after she has given birth. Why? Because birth shakes up the whole system in the womb. It shakes it up. It induces a big change, you know, birth. So, and this is psychosomatic. That every doctor will tell you. Every doctor will tell you. In other words, menstruation itself is psychosomatic, you know. It depends upon the mood of the woman. Is it menstruation? Some male seems by letters to cable. Usually a woman is more frustrated than the letters of her because, you know, every woman, she might be the biggest feminist, but she wants to have a boy. Why this is so, I don't know. That's a story in itself. I mean, every woman wants to have a boy, unless she has had already 5 boys, then she wants to have a girl. But the first one, every woman, you can take the statistics, and maybe the feminists will lie, but the truth is that every woman, it's universally accepted, wants to have a boy. So if she has a girl, she's more frustrated. Every illness is frustrated because, you know, there's a lot of pain, you know, it's not a simple thing to give birth, to be in labor. But at least when she has a boy, so then there is compensation. So then it reduces the frustration. But when she has a girl, so the frustration is not reduced. Since she's more frustrated, so the male, and since the mental attitude is a factor in menstruation, so that's why she's considered to originate in a, but then after 14 days, after 7 days, so then the frustration disappears. So then, some male, when she bleeds, it's not like menstrual bleeding, but it's a different cause. All right, anyway. So, it ma'ravo ma'ayin echadu, hatei oti mosei, vatei oti osi. Believe you, Omar Shnei Bayonis. Nistamatomei niftachatoya, nistamatoya, niftachatomei. My benaik, benai shifas, mitichshivo lachashivo. Umitech aboso lachaboso. Umitech aboim leacharaboim. Umitech shmeinim leachashmeinim. Le rav reisha likule bisefer lechumre. Le levi reisha lechumre bisefer likule. Meise. So in other words, it means she wasn't shifas. She didn't have an uninterrupted flow from teich shivo. I mean from Teich Shivo, Lacha Shivo, from Teich Aboim, Lacha Aboim. But she bled Teich Shivo and then she stopped. And then Lachta Shivo, she started having new flow. Or she bled Teich Aboso and she stopped. And then she had another flow, Lacha Aboso. So, Kasalda Yipasko, Bishrim Elirab, Doramayin Nechadu, Mishmoche, so we can understand this Hillel, Mitamei Lach Yovesh. Because Bimtzies, it's the same thing. But a special, but the Torah gave a special dispensation. So the Torah gave only a special dispensation if she was already Tevelis. But if not Tevelis, so the dispensation doesn't take effect. So it's not a special dispensation, but Bimtzies is not amnigo. So amai mitame lach yovish. The mitzvah would be mitame lach yovish. Omelach Levi hocha me'askinam b'shifas. So according to Levi, when do we still say that dam yilde shalitotu? So is mitame lach yovish only when the flow started before the expiration of the 40 days and it continued after. So then we know that Bimtzies, he terminated from the same mayon. Some mele, it is mitame lach yovish. Now let's see the Rashi. My nechot dama bob milei devi dama bob miteya mi my nechot in boi. Hatiro timosei kol shivol izochav yidalot mikeibo. Vatiro tirosei acha miten. Nistamatome lahashwaim viniftahatoir. Nistamatoir lahashmein viniftahatome. Rav reishen ishifas mitirchemi tumel litare. Likula uteo. Viafal gabri posag vatiro terose. Viseife vishova mitirchmem. Lahamem mitirchpei lahashmein. Vichumre. Utmeo lahashmein datio timosei. Vilevi reishel chumre. Kindly posko nista mein tomei, because she fast. We safely kule the kindly posko, so that means it started, the flow started from the mein toya. Posko nista mein toya, because all night of the posko ye in Mishnai, lahash vai, Mishmoche mitame lach vi ovej di mein tomei bo, vateo le teot el bisil el bieinu utfilem. El Levi, Homain toyo, so the riposko niska matomei. So it's not amnido. So why is it tomei? So she wasn't tevelis. Just because she wasn't tevelis, but if it's not amnido, how can it be tomei? She fast until me tumel in Italy the riposko. Bishlima the lady don't all be silo bis my own saying. Honey, did you mishama be silo? The Bisilo Shnei Mayonis. Oh, now the Gemara is like Ashi. Och my Ibishifas, my time in the Bishama. Someone if this, according to Levi, so the Machlekes Bishama in Bisilo has reference to the case of Shifas, because if she not Shifas, so then Bisilo. So Basila wouldn't say that it's Mitame Lach Yoveish to Shifas. So the question is, if Shifas, why did Bishamai say it's not Mitame Lach Yoveish Shifas? So it means is the same Damnido. It's only a continuation of the same Damnido. So my time with Bishamai, so the Gemara says now a Chiddush. So Kesavra Bishamai Mayin Echodim. In other words, when Levi says Shti Mayonis, it's only because we passed like Basila. But Levi is made it that according to Bishamai, it's Mayinechot. So the reason is why it's Doer, not because it's not Damnido. It is Damnido, 100%, like any other Damnido. It's a special dispensation. So Mele, even in the case of Shifas. So it's not mitame lach yovish. Kosava bisham bishaynach bishlim lei v'ayin dike bisham v'yisile el lirav my binaye ike binaye yeyne utfile. So bish according to Levi, So the machlekes between Bishamay and Bishilal is whether it's the mayonnaise and Bishamay holds my nechot. So we understand Bishamay is longest. But according to Rav, so Bishilal requires an explanation. If it's my nechot, so it's a special, there's a kosher that is still here. So what if she wasn't able? So she wasn't. My benai, ik benai yinu tfile, bishama yisafa biyim et al-rachmone, u bisil safa biyim et al-tfile. No, bishlim l'chash, bishlim l'ibe de amal li bisil bismayone sein, hayne di ik benisham bisilel, u bisilel shnei mayone sein, vichim li posak tmeyo du nis matome, vichim li posak is tmeyo du nis matome, u bishama yinu du, והתאירו תיאר תיאר שוואל לרב גם המים נאחתו היא בסיל כמה כבוסי מה היא כלומר מה היא כל מפליגה ומה היא תאים לי בסיל ומתאמים so in Moses says that בשם היהול ביים את הלרחמונה the special heter of them to here and בסיל hold that a special dispensation is based upon יימו ותפילה ביימו ותפילה לא יש נשיפה לא יש נפסקס Cold man shall eat of law, have a domo tummy, millidosom. Alright, now Toshma, who made him be yildes, be zayed, she imitamo lafi of age. Even Bishama is made a be yildes, be zayed, she imitamo lafi of age. That means if she hasn't as yet counted the Zaymichi, so then Bishama is made it. So, is it al och? Salkdeiter hochename die Posko. Wie schlimm rad nur mein Echotu, mich moch mit am Lach, wie obisch ich mir konnte mich amma. Elle lebi do mosch die Mayone sehen. So what if she didn't count? But it's like da Metzba. So it's not am Nido. Why didn't am Lach, wie obisch? Oma lo hochename die Schifaz, ibi Schifaz lma Yitzrich, ובשמה יצריך, אבל גב דקאמרה, בשמה מהי נחדו, וביימת על הרחמונה, הנמילה ביל דקרדתה, נשלים ליימה, אבל יל דזייב דבו יספירה לו, או הדרש. ומידי מיל בזה שמתאמו, והקימו כשאו נמלידוסו, ולא יסוף רחל, זה היה מקים, because if she was סוף רוסו, then it's the same אחלה, Because Hochaname the Posko, Hashwai, Umishumhoche, so she stopped flowing. Umishumhoche, Mitame, Mimayan, Tommy also, Vate, Oliteos, Yashitish, Zaini King, Gidin's over, Amai Mitame, the Mikontoyo, Uvare, Nikitama Gifoso, Uhreiko, Shentaleach Lach, Mishumayan Azav, Loyo Veish. Bishama Yisrael, the Kol Ma'inechad, and Tal of the Yildes, Reidach, and Yidosom Yad, Yivtor Achmonis, and Yildes, Deva Shminon, Dimitame, because she didn't count as his Ainiki. Hanan Yile, Dabba, Tentel, Achim, and Yilede, Yildes, Reidach, and Yilde, Bizei, the Bayes, Furim, Kol's Man, Shali Tovro, Have a Domo, Kidam Zive, Doach, Had Mainos, Vetero, Vitearte, אשר תספר כתכסים ואחר תיטה אחר לכל אוי תושב כמי דבוס התיטמו לרביס הסבל he's also tommy 7 days תיטמו לרביס הלילס because I could say יום עם only the days not the nights so it means the days and the nights Dvosa titmo le rabes hayildes bizeit, she tzricho she teishiv shibonikim. Bishleim le rab, bishleim le rab, dama mayin echadu mishmocha baya shibonikim. Elo le reivi dama shleim hayon esen, lomoli. So what does it mean, Niki? Niki means that she should be clean, she should not have any flaw. So according to Rav, that it's my nechot, so if she's not devoid of any flaw, so then she's not the king. But according to Levi, why do it have to be devoid of any flaw? Even if she has all the flaw in the world, as long as she stopped before the expiration of the 7 days, before the expiration of the 14 days, and then after the termination of the 7 days or the 14 days, she started to have a flow, even if she continued flowing all the 7 days after the 7, after the 14, it should be considered nikin, because the flow that's like the mezva. El lady of the mayonis in one mishibo, bimashu sagi, so the gemoy is a territory, come out to the shittifsik mashu, she yalu, she nikin. So it's always, if there is, she stops before the end of the 7 days, before the 14 days, and then a new flow starts after the 7 days, after 14 days. So it's always considered nikin, even if it continues to flow uninterrupted. This is the rash. Vor so tit mo koi seo yavu michtau tnez ayon nido lishtei the rabbi shim tamo is belo chinido u rabbi is a lilis ki yomim do loitei me yomim si u shmo chabaye ki afsokim shibunikin main domi tleimos vatero liti out yashististo shibunikin ki dirxiv vor so tit mo el levi dom avi mashu sake vitifsik mashu achashvayim. All that is necessary is that 1 minute before the sunset of the 14th day, she should stop flowing. And then, if after the 15th day begins, she starts flowing again, even if it doesn't stop, it should be considered nikin. So Gemara says, "Einachnan el levi ba'ashusad v'tifsik ma'ashul ha'ashvayim v'nistam ha'tomei." Rashi says v'tifsik mashal achashvayim, but it's lav dafke lachashvayim. It means a minute before the end of shvayim. That's what it means. So that the beginning of the third week will be in a state of no dam flow. V'tifsik mashal achashvayim nishvatom v'tam kshim v'tir v'afil v'tir v'kashivo yallo b'inkim do laftomeyu. Shetifsik mashrach ha-shvayim in kevo Yimisir shvayim va-pefsekin Ki dechim dechizeres firei Yimisir shvayim chozratam liposa Toshma Yimei buro Yimei nikoso Yimei nikoso Elin lo limei buro Keitzat Yipsiko shtayim Yimei buro v'yachal Yimei nikoso Stein bimei nikoso Viachas meibur Achas meachso bimeibur Achas meachso bimei nikoso El gimlei neis. Now let's see. Drash Yimei bual beferi kame amrino Beres meiniko Sheovro lo gimlei neis Viroaso dayoshai. In other words, if a woman is pregnant and 90 days have passed without any menstruation, and then she sees dam, so she doesn't have to be cheshish. Maybe she was tmeo within a misles prior to the dam. Because it's not a derech of a pregnant woman or of a nursing mother to see dam, so mele. If a regular woman sees dam, so we have to be chayishish. Maybe if this dam was discharged from the womb the day before, and the day before, 2 days before, I mean, and but it was retained in the Beis Achitz, in the vaginal canal. And then it came out now, outside. And if it was discharged from the uterus into the vaginal canal the day before, so she was already tmeos, so that's why we have to be tame, the capitiris, 24 hours before the real dam. But if a nursing mother sees down, and after she had not seen down for 90 days, then it's highly unlikely that it was discharged from the uterus the day before, because the whole thing is unusual. So why should we be chashish that it was discharged even 20 hours before? So you may be a little bit of a person who was a shaito. So, but there is a prerequisite that she has to have had 90 days devoid of that. Suppose you have 1 month of the Meinido devoid of dam, and 2 months of the Meibura devoid of dam, so it's Mitzurah, or vice versa. A locally, Mistafel, Minukoso, Kinhoi Sominiko, Vishilo Lifseik, she was a nursing mother, and then 2 months she didn't see any dam. Then she became pregnant. And for the month after she became pregnant, she didn't see any dam either. And then, after the 3 months expired, 2 months within the Mikoso, and 1 month within the Miburo, so she saw dam, so Yamatmitame the Tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior. So, Eilok, the Mistavim, and the Kosovians, and the Kofis, Schil Lifsik, Misav, Vishnimo, Gimlenes, Mistavim, and the Bor, and the Koso, Vishnim Rav, and my Nechod, and Mishmoch, and the Perish, and Schil Lafsik, Vio, and Schil Lash, and Gimlenes, Shlitira, Halei, the Klon, Vidam Leil, and Mafsik, and Sholishenes, Kedatsil, and Ferikam, and Dam Nida Lichut, Vidam Leil, and Lichut. So Rashi was Bala, dear Baikashi. We say, Yemei Buro, Ailing law remained in custom. Really custom. So Bishlim Rab, Dom of mine, Echadu, Mishmochem, who bearish his skill of sick the old dog. So suppose a woman was pregnant, and 2 months at the end of the pregnancy, the 8th month and the 9th month, she didn't see any dam. Then she gave birth to a baby, and for 1 month she didn't see dam either. So this mitzvah. And then, let's say in the 5th week after she gave birth to the baby, she saw dam. So Yanat Mitame, all the Tare she handled within the 24 hours prior. So it's Mitzurah. But Rashi asks, in order to be Mitzurah, there must be a continuity, a Hemshach, of 90 days devoid of dam. If she was pregnant, and then she gave birth. So when she gave birth, there must have been a lot of dam. So there was a half second the continuity of being devoid of dam, unless it is a case of Lady Yabeshti. So that's possible, but that happens very, very seldom. Usually it doesn't happen. I mean, such a thing that a woman should give birth to a baby and not bleed altogether. So usually if she gives at the time of giving birth, so there is a lot of bleeding. So that in itself should be a hefsek in the continuity of being devoid of dam. So how is it mitzvah? So the Gemara says that yud, that dam leide lechut v'dam nida lechut, because a woman, you know, follows a certain routine according to her habits. So if a woman, let's say for 90 days, did not see any dam, that means she's mislekes dam. But if she did see dam in 1 day in the 90 days, so that undermines her routine, because we see she did see that. So what undermines the routine? The needle undermines. But the needle that emanates from a different cause. So mele, that does not interrupt the continuity of the hefsekdam. Now, I said before that there is a similar on a physiological level, there is an analogy between the bleeding that takes place in menstruation and the bleeding that takes place in later. What's the analogy? Analogy is in later there takes place bleeding because the womb discharges a fully developed fetus, or in case of miscarriage, an undeveloped fetus. And neither, so the womb discharges the potential fetus. So there's an analogy, but still it's something different. There's an analogy, but it's something different. So melee, the fact that she bled because of the psichos hakevea, because of the lady, that does not interrupt the continuity of the hefsek of himleinus. But the fact that she bleeds in miteya, that she bleeds in the teya, so then that does interrupt. So bishlim le'rav d'lomayin echotum mishmoche boi hefsek sholishenis el levi d'omashlim ayon the same l'omay hefsek sholishenis b'mashasade. All that is necessary, she should stop bleeding at the end of the 14 days. And then if she continues to bleed and bleed and bleed incessantly, it should still be considered zayiki. So the Gemara says l'omay hefsek sholishenis mashasade horikon. Now, let's see the Rashi. Officially, the Rabbi of mine, Echodun, Shmoch Moberes, she's Rilafsi, the oldest Rilashi, and the Lanes, Shlitira Halekum, Vidam Lady, Mafti, the Sholishinis, Gitatsin, and Firkamed, and Lady Lahum, Dam Lady Lahum, Avlaha Lady, Hazoya, Luishlim, or Gimlanes, Umitamo Mays, Lady, she's always Hello, lady. Afilu im chazir achashvayim olav mimayim tom yosef yalu olash lomash olishenis davele kildam mechit moso bimashu sage shetipsi achari milayde mashu bineme nismatome sheyalu Elohim itara elisho leines. So the Gemara says, ain't noch an army. Sricha shetipsik mashu olishenis. Here we have a kasha by Rabbi Meir. צריך על שתפסיק משהו, הח משהו ימובן לחיר. והכל חוק, ולא ירוע עשו כל מיני לידי, דים לא יקיים, דגמור עשה זה כל מיני לידי, so all that is needed in order that she should have גימול אינס, בשלוק devoid of dam, is that before the end of the expiration of the 14 days, she should stop flowing. And then, even if she continues to flow, so then it's all right. But after the lady, she has to stop flowing. So yes, hach mashen minuchir dal kocho b'loy raso kol nimi lady dim loyki hach liye gufe ha behefsek b'teil dim leines didafke b'de lady amun lil dam lady lechud. Heine almadi yeitzi al di psichas hakeva lady, avot ze shereye besich yemi al lady, kibni mayim tomi yose, pshite di mafsik, lu igora midam teya. Because the Roshna Gmore intends to indicate, even though the Gmore didn't spell it out explicitly, but it tends to indicate that according to Levi, in order to be considered as lekes dam, all that is necessary is that she should stop bleeding for one moment. And then if she stops bleeding for one moment, even if she starts bleeding again incessantly after the 7 days, after the 14 days, so it's considered Gimelei Neis devoid of Dam. So Rebbe says no. In order to be considered to have Gimelei Neis 90 days devoid of Dam, so it's not enough that she should stop bleeding for one moment after the lady. So, but if she has to stop bleeding continually, all the 7 days, all the 14 days, because if she can, even if she stops bleeding, let's say, an hour after lady, and then 2 hours after lady, she starts bleeding again. So then she cannot be considered to have Gimelei Neis 90 days devoid of Dam. In order to be considered to have 90 days devoid of Dam, so then she can bleed for a moment, you know, for a while after lady, and then stop bleeding. Because suppose she keeps on bleeding within the 7 days or 14 days, so that in itself will be a hefsek in the continuity. Even though the Gemara says, Dam lady lechud, Dam lady lechud, but the Gemara only means the Dam lady that flows because of the lady Psichas Akeda. But the Dam that flows from the Mokeya later on, so that constitutes a hefsek in the continuity of that. But I don't know, I mean, why is Rabbi Riga so sure about it? Since the flow that cut the just as the Gemara says, Dam Nidah Lechud, Dam Leidah Lechud, because the Dam Leidah is caused by the Psichas HaKeveh. So who says that only Dam Leidah that emanates immediately at birth? Even the Dam Leidah that takes place 2 days later. But why did it take place 2 days later? Because the birth has irritated the whole system. So Mele, it's also due to the Psichas HaKeveh. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's Dam that comes out simultaneously with the Leidah or later on, as long as it comes out within the 7 days or the 14 days, it is attributable to the change that was wrought by the lady. And we can apply Dam Leidah Lechud to Dam Nidah Lechud. All right, we'll leave it here.